Okay. Again, don't have any injuries to mention. We really had no injuries yesterday. So, but the players that had been injured are still coming through, and I think we're going to be okay in a couple spots. But we'll see how all that rolls. I'm proud of the team and the coaches on the way they handled this London trip. You know, and how the guys have all stayed together kind of through thick and thin here. So, and then that football team that we played, it didn't look this way yesterday, but going into that game had really played the teams that they had played very close. They beat Chicago 2 weeks ago. They played Minnesota down the wire. They really had Seattle on the ropes, and so it got away from them yesterday. But they had been playing pretty decent football up to that point, even though their record didn't show. They were a very similar situation we had been in. So, but I'm proud of the guys and the way they handled the whole situation. The people that took care of us over there were incredible, from the hotel people to the Virgin Airlines, the people at the Hilton, the Virgin Airlines people were tremendous. Our practice facility over there on Friday was top-notch. So it all worked well. And that's a tribute to the people here with the Chiefs, and also the people over there that helped organize it. The players have time off like I do every year. I've given them the week here to get themselves back and relax here a bit. But at the same time, stay focused. We've got a big job at hand here. We've got the AFC West coming up here, and we've got to make sure that we're right both mentally and physically for that. So you step back, but at the same time, you got to keep yourself in condition, so when you get back here next Monday, that you're ready to roll. And so I have trust in this team that they'll do that. They've been very responsible up to this point. So I would expect them to handle themselves the right way. Really, with that. Last thing, which is a pretty important thing. Congratulations goes out to the Royals, man. Phenomenal. I mean, you're talking about the world champions. That's an unbelievable feat. Their skipper, Ned Yost, the great job that he did bringing that thing together. The Glass family for really putting the whole thing together. Dayton Moore for bringing in all those players. But what a great tribute. Show great grit. I mean, that last inning there, or last couple innings there, I mean, putting everything together, pretty impressive. So, time series with that.
Coach, a lot of positives from yesterday, and I know typically every week you like to find some negatives. How do you find negatives in a game like that, where you're just clicking on all cylinders?
Yeah, so I think I've mentioned this before, is that I think if you're just honest with the players, so there's going to be some good things during losses. So you point those out, but at the same time, you're there to teach, and you want to make sure that you teach the negative, get the players better at those things, so you can be a better team. I tell you the same thing with wins. I mean, you go through, and there are things we can get better at. I mean, we're not near as good as we possibly can be, so we got to keep working. That's a challenge for all of us, players and coaches, so we can all improve and get better. There's plenty to see on tape for that and to learn from. So,
is Alex kind of going back to his roots here, running the ball a little bit, or is that by design? Is it just something he's able to do?
Yeah, well, they did a couple different things as you crossed the 50 there and got a little closer to that big red zone area. They were doing some things there where, as far as their secondary coverages, so. It allowed us, allowed Alex room there to run. It looks like he still can run pretty fast. I mean, he's not getting any younger, right? He's 30 years old, but I know guys were trying to catch him, and that's always a good thing. He keeps himself in great shape to be able to do that type of stuff. So, but I think it was more what the defense presented him this week, than forcing it. It wasn't a force thing. Yeah.
Did you expect that there would be quite that many opportunities for him to run, and that would turn out to be so effective?
Yeah, well, it was against a little different secondary than what they had showed the weeks before. So once you get in the game, you kind of figure that out, and and then the opportunities present themselves. He had the offensive line did a nice job of getting bodies on bodies. It wasn't in a couple of those cases. It wasn't that he had to. It was because of pressure that he had to run. That wasn't the case. It was the secondary dropping back. The level two players, the linebackers dropping back into coverage, that opened up those avenues.
Five turnovers in the defense over the last couple of weeks. It seems like they're bringing pressure and bringing a lot of guys and being aggressive. What have you seen from that group, and is that by design, or is that just because of what you saw from the teams you're going against trying to bring more pressure?
Yeah, well, every week you put in certain things for those offenses that you play, and Bob does a great job at that. I mean, that's really that's one of the reasons he's here. I mean, he's very good at all that stuff. So, and that's some of those were manufactured things. Others were just pressures from the defensive front. I mean, give credit there too. So, the guys they came in with a certain mindset. I think they've had that for the last few weeks, and where it's just a certain amount of grit there and determination. So.
Coach, Ja Reed got the start yesterday at right tackle. What did you feel he was going to be able to give you as opposed to what Donald Stevenson potentially could have given you there?
Yeah, well, I go back to Jeff Allen. Jeff has had experience at that left guard position, I felt like we could move him into that position and be okay. Jaws played over on that right side this year. I liked what I saw, the games that he was in there. Listen, subjective decision. That doesn't mean Donald couldn't have gone in and done a good job there too. But I just, for what I was looking for that game, that's the direction I wanted to go.
When you mentioned Jeff Allen, it seems like these last couple of weeks, the offensive line all of a sudden, as you like to say, like has that sense of nastiness. What has he been able to bring in? And kind of like, is it rubbing off on everybody else?
I think it helps. He has leadership ability. It was a matter of just kind of getting him. So you saw actually the first couple of plays, it's different in there. Everything's a little faster. You got that leg that's been bothering him. You know, you got to really trust the support on that. And the first couple of pass rushes, he was getting pushed back. And then he got more and more trust in that, and he just stuck it in the ground and was able to hold his own in there at that spot. So I was kind of working through that part of it. But the attitude part of it, he's always had a certain amount of leadership, and he's not afraid to let that part of his personality show. It got carried away on one of the plays there, but like I said, you'd rather have it that way than have to tune him up, so. And I think that, I do think that's contagious. I think that can brings it out in other people around him. So.
And not that you need a vote of confidence, but Clark Hunt said that he was committed to both you and John Dorsey in the next season. Is that meaningful to you?
Well, I think in this business, anytime the owner says something like that, that's a positive thing. I appreciate that. Listen, he's given us every opportunity that we need to be successful here. So he does a great job with his position there, and we're trying to just take it day by day and stay focused on what we've got to do. Both John and I, I'm kind of speaking for John here too, but that we just stay focused on trying to do the best we can. We know we're getting his support, so make sure we do our job the best of our ability.
You going to be at the parade tomorrow for the Royals?
I probably won't be. Are you going to be there?
I'm up.
All right. Yeah, I would love to be there. That's not always a good position to put yourself in. I'll watch it, though. How's that? I'll definitely watch that. I'm excited, man. I'm fired up for him. I've had a chance to get to know Ned and some of the guys over there, and Jeremy Guthrie and a couple of guys there. So I'm proud of what they've done. I mean, that's what a great deal, man. I mean, just think about it, best in the world. That's something special. That's really something special.
Couple more guys. So we can get it on the record, when you win the Super Bowl, do you want schools closed the day of the parade or not?
Hey, I think we give everybody a day off and let's go. Let's go, baby.
Anything else?
In what areas have you noticed since Sharkandis
has been here, just the most improvement that he's made in his time here?
Yeah, I would probably tell you number one is protection. That was We knew he could run the ball. Pretty good at that. But having to learn all the different protections and then the techniques involved in blocking some of those guys, I think it's where he's improved the most.
With Jeremy Maclin coming back after missing last week, the touchdown pass in particular, we talk about trust between Alex and Jeremy. It seems like that's the kind of pass where you have to trust your receiver to throw it up.
That was big time. That was a big time play. Yeah, I just maximum trust between the two of them. You could say Jeremy was covered on that. Alex just dotted it, and Jeremy went and got it. Jeremy knew he was probably going to get hit in there. Hung on to it. It's a big time play. Yeah.
How impressed have you been with the development of Marcus Peters? Obviously, you guys drafted him high, but did you expect him to be this sharp this quickly?
We felt he was best corner in that draft. Is he learning every week? Did he have a couple plays there that like that back? Yeah. But the one thing he does, he's got short memory, which you've got to have at that position, and he's going to keep bringing it at you, and he's got a good attitude that goes along with that. I mean, he's feisty, very, very competitive.
Andy, with the execution and consistency that this team's had through four quarters the past 2 weeks, what's made it finally click for them?
I think they've just stuck together, and you've seen young guys get better, like I mentioned. And this is a plus. This isn't an excuse or anything else, but we've probably got more young guys playing for us than anybody in the league, and they've continually gotten better, and they've had the veteran support there in a positive way for them. So some of the guys that were banged up or sick, Eric Berry, they've continued to get better every week. So that's important.
All right. Thank you. Brad will work with you guys on the assistant.